Now, here's Tom.
Hey, welcome back to Gun Talk. Tom Gresham here. One of the areas that I've always been puzzled at is how a population of people who historically has been victim of murder, genocide, persecution, can continue to support an idea of not resisting, of not fighting back. It's just one of those things that leaves me scratching my head wondering what's going on. Well, we just spotted a piece in, believe it or not, the Times of Israel, and we're fortunate enough to have the author, David Nabhan, is joining us right now. The article is titled, The Science of Keeping Jewish Americans Vulnerable. David, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Well, thanks for having me on, Tom. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Absolutely. Okay, so and you heard my intro. I mean, I've always wondered, and I have, Jewish members of my family through marriage, and I've never understood what seems, at least to me, to be a fairly widespread feeling throughout the Jewish community of not fighting back, of not having guns for self-defense. You know, whether it's historical, going back 2,000 years, or the last 50 years, or the last 100 years, or the last, 3 weeks, 4 weeks of synagogues being attacked. This is a group of people who has constantly been under attack and been the subject of genocides. What's the thinking there? Can you help me?
You're not the only one scratching your head, I can assure you. The stats are exactly as you say. 75% of Jewish American electorate support a once sane and sober Democratic Party that's now being led by the likes of the greatest anti-Semites on the planet. Keith Ellison, Linda Sarsour, Al Sharpton, Tlaib Omar, Farah Khan. As you point out, my op-ed was pointed out the disturbing fact that the party facilitating the nauseating spate of anti-Semitic attacks you referred to on Jewish Americans across the country is also the party of the gun grabbers who would leave not just Jews, but who would leave all Americans open to criminal elements that are seeking not only to take over the streets of New York, but they're turning San Francisco and dozens of other large American cities into open sewers, basically, where crime and street disorder can breed that sort of impunity. So I agree with you completely. I'm not Jewish myself, and I've been on the air in Israel talking about this matter, and show hosts seemed so stunned that they keep asking me how could a person who's not Jewish have an interest in this, and my answer is I'm human, I'm a Texan, I'm an American, and so obviously I have the normal interest to side with the law-abiding and God-fearing and gainfully employed against the lawless and the anti-religionist and the powers that would take our guns away from us and leave us in the very place where that poor rabbi was who was hacked with a machete in his synagogue, as you reference.
Well, and then after that happened, I did see a little bit of activity on the part of the Jewish community of people saying, maybe we ought to think about getting firearms training. Maybe we ought to think about providing for our own protection. And then it just kind of got quiet again.
Oh, I don't know. I think Jews have had enough, to be honest with you. I have a little bit of, I interact with people online. I have a following, and I talk with good Democrats, good Jewish, real liberals, not the sort that are progressive lunatics, but, and you know who I'm speaking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, who we've gone back and forth on this, and I respect them, and they respect me, and they've told me, they brought me up just the other day, I was talking about the Labor Party and referencing them in the same way as the Democrats over here in the United States, and it turns out that the British Labor Party, top to bottom, anti-Semitic from through and through, the Jewish support for that party, for the Jewish American support for the Democrats, it's down to 6%. The shellacking that they took in recent weeks, reflecting that, I think Jewish Americans around the world have started to wake up now. The Jewish American electorate here that they've voted solidly 75% for a whole century for the very people that are stabbing them in the back. I don't know how many more episodes of Al Sharpton leading mobs to, you know, create pogroms in New York is going to cause them to realize that these are people who do not have their interests at heart.
Well, it's interesting, and your article is really good. I just want people to know if they can find it. It's called The Science of Keeping Jewish Americans Vulnerable. And you go through a lot of the history. You talk about, you know, the number of genocides, and some genocides were committed with hatchets, with machetes, 800,000 people in Rwanda, because they were told to turn in their guns, and they did turn in their guns, and once they did, here we go. I mean, in fact, I don't know of a single genocide, at least in modern times, the last 200-300 years, that hasn't been preceded by the disarming of the people who are about to be murdered in mass.
Oh, if you're looking for a genocide, that's it. And you don't need to be a historian. The simple way is, just as you said, go look for the laws where a government swept in 1956 in Cambodia, and then, you know, the Khmer Rouge coming in just a decade later and piling up 2 million corpses in the killing field. Or Rwanda, like you said, that they turned in their guns thanks to the gun laws in Rwanda, November 64 and May 79. And the Rwandan genocide was in the early 90s. 800,000 people hacked to death. Same with the Soviets. The first thing they did, you know, Stalin killed 3 million kulaks in the 30s. And in the 20s, the Soviet law outlawed all gun possession, except for, I was listening to you a little bit before explaining, you know, the difference in firearms. They allowed the smoothbore shotgun type scatter weapons, mostly fit for, you know, skeet shooting or mm-hmm. shooting pheasants.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing, you know, gun possession, needless to say, for Eastern Europe and for the Soviet Union, restricted, you know, the real weaponry to the commissars and the, you know, the communist pioneers and the very people with the boots on the necks of the peoples that they've just disarmed all the way from Albania to Eastern Germany. So you're right. If you're looking for a genocide, it's simple. Go look a few years before and see the gun laws where they confiscated everyone's means of self-defense.
But, David, you know what happens when you say things like this. People say, oh, you're just paranoid. You're just you're parroting the NRA mindset on this thing. Well, I mean, it's just... Actually, we're met with a totally dismissive attitude.
Well, these are people, they're the same people. This coming from the universities, the same universities where they've given us 57 genders and toxic masculinity and the intersectionality to combat race and patriarchy and math and physics. You know, the people who just declared mathematics racist in Seattle. These are the people, and the ones that are telling us the end of the world is going to be next Tuesday, you know, the climate hysterics.
Sure.
These are that's the same group of people who has the same topsy-turvy, upside-down logic where they're telling you the best way to prevent yourself and your family from being killed is to throw your guns away and put your hands in the air and smile at your assaulters. And like I said with the Jewish Americans, how many times this can be peddled to the same, you know, this malarkey can be peddled to the same electorate, to the same, you know, to we Americans who have heard this baloney for the last, how long have they been peddling this? Four or five decades? They've been trying to grab the you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. At least that long. So one of the things I'm thinking here is, and I know people say, well, why are you guys talking about this? Well, in the U.S., specifically in the U.S., the Jewish American voting bloc is a large voting bloc. It has largely followed the Democrat Party, even though the Democrat Party is leading them off the ledge like lemmings. And the Democrat Party is the one that turns around and tells them, first of all, it's anti-Semitic, but also it is they're telling them, you should not have guns for your own protection, even though you are a highly targeted group of people. People want to kill you. They outright say, our plan is to kill you. And so I'm wondering...
Astounding.
If the Jewish Americans wake up and reject that, does that, and this gets into the big picture, does that represent a possible shift in politics in America?
I hope so. And look, you can probably tell from my, you know, speaking with me for a few moments that I didn't vote for Hillary Clinton, but I'm not here to, you know, to promote the Republican Party or Donald Trump. If somebody doesn't like the Republicans, fine. If you don't like Donald Trump, that's okay too. All I'm saying is, and I agree with you, if you're a God-fearing, law-abiding, gainfully employed, scholastically minded, patriotic Jewish American, and we're talking about Jews, so we'll just leave it right there, mm-hmm. you really need to take a pick up a mirror and take a good look at yourself and those people that you're rubbing elbows with in a lawless, anti-religionist, country-hating, nihilistic, suicidal party that is really and truly anti-Semitic from top to bottom. So there really isn't much choice. It's not, this is not me saying, oh, go register to become a Republican and vote for Donald Trump next year. It's saying the party that you're with, they don't like you. Actually, they despise you, and they despise Judaism, and they despise all the traditions and all the good things that have made Judaism, you know, a wonderful thing on the planet for the last, you know, for millennia. Mm-hmm. And it's time to pick another party or form your own party or don't vote. But to, like you say, to follow the Democrats off the cliff up ahead, not smart.
Not smart at all. David Nabhan, thank you so much. It's Nabhan. You can find him online. How else do people find your work, David?
Simplest way, go to www.earthquakepredictors.com. I'm a science writer for both Newsmax and the Times of Israel, but all my interviews and stuff are on my website, and that's at earthquakepredictors.com. I'm a science writer and have written 4 books in seismology, and all there. That's the easiest way to grab any of my stuff.
Okay, sounds good. I appreciate it.
Hey, I do appreciate you having me on very much. My pleasure.
Absolutely. You take care. I appreciate that very much. Yeah, stuff to think about. All right, open lines for you right now. 866-TALK-GUN. Why would a group of people who has been historically targeted continue to say we're not going to protect ourselves? I don't understand it. And to David's point, I think maybe that's changing. I know it certainly has been changing. We've talked about this before with women in America saying, you know what, we're just not going to put up with it anymore. You know, if you got to that point, if somehow you reach that point where you say, I'm going to take care of myself, I'm not going to depend upon the authorities to do it, how did you get there? What happened in your life? What was the thought process? I would love to know the story. 866-TALK-GUN.